Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Brand new website, launched it a couple days ago, right at the very end of 2009. And we've been ironing out some bugs, so if you find any bugs, go to bugs.freetalklive.com and let us know what it is that you've found. But otherwise, enjoy the new website. It's much more interactive, and it's still free at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, let's go to the Amp Line, where Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I love your show, but 2 hours on hold, that's a long, long time.
Well, thanks for your patience, Gene. What's on your mind tonight? It's been a busy night.
The biggest scam of all, for one thing, that scam that that this thing called government, this cult called government, actually has some kind of authority over people. That's the biggest scam.
Sure is.
And last night I was Barack, by the way, and the problem with that soundboard was not that it didn't have enough selections, but it just had too darn many.
Too many.
Selections.
Okay.
Yeah. So that just made it that much more difficult to find the right one. And it's too bad because there was a whole lot of good stuff on there about Barack's previous drug and alcohol abuse, I guess they were clips taken from an audio book that he did.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Gotcha.
Oh, they've got some great clips on that soundboard.
So your calls are a little more persuasive when you talk to us in real person. So what's on your mind tonight, Gene?
I changed my mind while on hold about what I was going to talk about. I'm going to go back to the terrorism thing with the underwear bomber. And because you had that previous officer who said that they're doing such a great job protecting us from terrorists.
Yeah, that's nonsense. Anybody that wants to go and blow something up in this country will not be stopped by the FBI.
And that's the point I wanted to make. As somebody who does a lot of flying and also I hold a private pilot's license, I know that there are really no terrorists out there. There may be one or two some crazy guys around the world somewhere that are diehard terrorists, but most of those guys are too incompetent to blow themselves up, much less an airplane.
There does seem to be a streak of incompetence in the people that are willing to do whatever it is they're willing to do. But, I mean, some of them are clearly willing to do it. I mean, this guy, the underwear bomber, you know, dangerous man, I think we could all agree. But I don't know what one's going to ever do about somebody who's willing to blow themselves up, starting with their crotch.
Well, now, of course, I don't believe that guy was a dangerous guy. I think he was a patsy set up just to get the new scanner set up, like I discussed the other day.
Whoever he was willing to blow up his own crotch, right?
Well, he was willing to make it look like that's what he was doing, but I don't believe that's what he was doing. The point that I wanted to make about...
It burned everything up on him. It was like third-degree burns this guy got.
Yeah, the point I want to make, first of all, if he'd been trained in Yemen and spent time in these training camps, he would have known how to set the bomb off. So he obviously wasn't. But the point I'm trying to make is there are no terrorists. There really aren't any terrorists. Because if there were, I know how to blow up airplanes. Any airplane pilot out there knows all of the weaknesses in the airline industry. Of course, a SAM shoulder-fired, or not a SAM, but a shoulder-fired missile is the biggest weakness of them all. So if there were terrorists out there that really wanted to take down airlines, we would lose an airline a week.
Absolutely.
Well, there are terrorists. This is you're making these pat statements. If there are terrorists that are willing to take down an airliner, because we've seen them. I mean, they're out there. Are they
not really?
This guy. Well, it happened 2 weeks ago.
But when was the last time it happened? It's been a decade.
Sometimes the FBI will coax someone into having some conversation about it.
That
and
doesn't
they
count.
Arrest them all.
But doesn't
yeah,
count.
But they are out there. Do you understand? There are
Mark,
some people out there.
If they were out there, they would be doing things.
They did. They Mark. Have done them.
What, one, twice in a decade?
That means they're out there. If
that
you
doesn't
make it,
mean very many of them
okay,
are. Because
but you can't say none when you mean some, okay?
He didn't say none. Mark. He said one or two.
Yes, he did. He said they're Mark. Not out there.
They're not. They're not.
They are.
They're one or two crazy people. I'm talking about one or two out of how many billion people on this planet. Listen, Mark, if there are 10,000 airline flights across the United States a day, 10,000 of them.
Okay.
Now, let's say that these terrorists really wanted to take down a flight. And let's say they had a medium amount of success. We might lose a plane a week. Now, think about it. Even though that's a terrible thing, and I hate to run the numbers, you know, because it sounds so cruel and vicious to run the numbers. But when you run the numbers of the amount of passengers that are travel every day on the airline industry, and then say you lose 300 people a week, that's still such a tiny number, but it, of course the number terrorizes everybody. This, and that's the idea. It's the idea is to get people used to losing their liberties so that they can be so-called safe. And the,
sure,
the
Gene,
the
I agree.
You will never be safe.
Gene, I agree that they could blow up an airliner every year, and it still wouldn't make airplanes as dangerous to use as cars. I get that. And then people would have to decide, you know, whether or not they want to use airplanes. And some people in some countries probably do make that, you know, that sort of economic, you know, social economic decision in their brain before they get on. But here in the United States, we haven't had to do that too much. But I also agree that competent terrorists would ship in surface-to-air missiles, shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles, and that they would do a significantly better job. I agree that there aren't very many people out there willing to do this, but there are some.
Well, I would say that whatever number they are, they must be counted on one hand, because I haven't seen too many airliners being blown out of the air with shoulder-fired missiles, and that would be the easiest way to take them out that there is.
And right, so and that's only talking about one thing. Hold on, Mark. That's only talking about one potential thing that a terrorist could do. There are so many other things that they could blow up. You could go up
poison
on a clock tower.
Poison reservoirs. They could do all kinds of...
Right, poisoning, shooting, explosions. I mean, walk into a shopping mall with a bomb strapped to you. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be done. The fact is, as Gene's pointing out, and he's absolutely right, they're not happening, and it's not because of the FBI out there investigating this crap. There'd be no way the FBI could stop you from building your own bomb and going and setting it off somewhere. So the fact that those things have not been occurring is backing up what Gene is saying, that there are hardly any, there's hardly anyone
hardly
out
any.
There.
I can agree with hardly any.
As in less than five.
Hardly any means a handful, Mark. There's less... Like Ian says, there might be five people in this whole country willing to do this. That's why it's not happening. You don't see bombs blowing up. It would be easy to blow up a school bus or something like that, but it doesn't happen here. It happens in Israel all the time because they have a terrorist problem. We don't have one.
I think that what one needs to, besides willingness, there's also sort of competence in building a bomb, resolve. Leadership.
So what you're saying is they don't have the resolve, because it's not that hard to build bombs. You can find plans for it on the internet.
You don't need a bomb. You just need to hijack a tanker truck full of gas and drive it through a mall and crash it in.
All you need is a gun for that.
Right. Well, some of them would be, you know, whereas they may not be willing to do the hijacking of the tanker truck full of gasoline, they might be willing to do the driving. So if, you know, somebody hijacked the tanker truck and then gave it to them and do the driving. So, you know, there's these sort of, you know, half-hearted terrorists.
You're making excuses, Mark.
The terrorist threat is as big a fiction as the government itself. There is no terrorist threat.
I agree that it's entirely blown out of proportion. I hate to hear superlatives like none used when hardly any.
He didn't say none.
He did.
Okay, Mark, my definition of none is a percentage that's so small that it's pointless to
talk about.
How
about virtually
none?
That's
my definition of none.
How about virtually none, Gene? Kind of a better way to say it.
I would say anything under 0.0001% is none, and that's what I'm saying the terrorist threat is, 0.001%. How about that for a number?
I can't disagree with the numbers you're
talking
about.
I'm going to disagree here, though. I'm going to say there's a big terrorist problem in this country, and that is the people calling themselves government.
Washington, D.C.
Yes, these are people who, I mean, the definition of a terrorist is a person who terrorizes or frightens others. And just think of how many people are frightened to death that the IRS might audit them this year.
Right. I agree, it's a funny little sort of conundrum. A terrorist is a person who wants to use force in order to get what they want, but they're opposed by organizations that use force to get what they want. So it's a funny sort of paradox, but people prefer stability to freedom. Unfortunately, that's true. I would prefer to have freedom and believe that it brings more stability, but it's the image of stability the government's managed to work off.
Gene, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's the live Saturday edition. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, and those features include live streams. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, enjoy the webcam, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version. We've also got the listen line as well, multiple ways to get tuned in, not to mention our 60-plus radio affiliates across the country. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in to more Free Talk Live.
The 12-year process of public education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personality attributes are already in place. We are curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in many ways, in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's School Sucks Project.
All right, so we continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything. Let's talk to Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, Happy New Year, Ian and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
What's on my mind is I'm very disturbed at the fact that there aren't mass protests in the United States vehemently opposing the Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and very soon, and make no mistake about it, Iran war.
Yeah, what happened to the anti-war movement? I mean, there really weren't very many big protests during the Bush administration, but at least there were some.
There were some, yeah.
They've kind of fizzled out at this point, haven't they?
I'm talking about we need to have huge Vietnam War-type rallies, and I think a lot of
Americans are too busy watching television, you know.
Maybe the economy, too. And also, I have a theory, gentlemen. I think they may have a lot of fear toward the federal government step out of line, but I'm going to tell you something. We must stand up to the government. Look, our boys, we have 5,000 soldiers that have died in vain, and I emphasize in vain. They've died for Israel, for big oil, for selfish interests. 38,000 seriously wounded, $3 trillion. Think about that. $3 trillion and counting.
It's going to be higher than that.
It'll be much more than that. It bankrupted this nation. And America.
Yeah, but Dancing with the Stars is on. I can't be going out and protesting. I've got television to watch.
Right.
There's a football game tomorrow.
The anti-war protesters won. They got Barack Obama in place. Now we have a Democrat who's in charge of killing people, so it can't possibly. He's doing it with the right intent.
You can't fight City Hall, Scott. Why bother?
No,
why bother
that's trying? Where Americans are wrong. Listen, you've heard the term bread and circus, haven't you?
Yes, that's what they
Americans have to get away from the Super Bowl and movie stars and what Britney Spears or whatever and Tom Brady and whatever. Look, our boys are dying and no one's opposing the Zionist occupied government. I know you get annoyed when I say that, but let's be frank. Let's be honest. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the World Jewish Congress, the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, the Jewish War Veterans of America, Zionists of America, big oil companies,
Scott,
selfish senators and congressmen, they all will get on the Israel bandwagon, and our boys are dying. They're dying for Israel. And I'm going to tell you something. If our boys are going to die in Israel, then let the Zionists put their men in the field and let them fight alongside us. The Zionists are
putting their men in the fields. If what you mean by Zionist is somebody who wants to grow the Israeli state, that's what's happening. But I think that it is incorrect to lay it at the door of the Jews, because
it's not.
I mean, it's really more just people here in the United States that believe that we need to protect Israel because Israel's the promised land or something like that.
Isn't that a Christian belief?
Can I
be frank with you? Israel is going, and mark my words, gentlemen, you'll remember that Scott said this. This is going to be the undoing of the United States. It's bankrupted us. We're going to get into a war with Iran. Make no mistake about it, there's a pattern. In legal terms, you've heard of the term legal pattern. There is a pattern here, and the pattern is a drumbeat toward war. I could see the writing on the wall. You may say, well, what do we do about it? Americans, like the Tea Party, they must take to the streets and protest these wars, and I don't care if people view it as anti-Israel or anti-Semitic. Listen, we have a Zionist-occupied government, and what I mean by that is total allegiance to Israel. And people are afraid.
But they don't just give money to Israel, and I understand they do give a great deal of money to Israel, and they sell weapons and that kind of things, but they also give money to many of the other Middle Eastern countries. I mean, we have troops in Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iraq.
What about South Korea?
But, like, most of these places.
I'm glad you brought that up. Let me be fair about it so you don't think I'm just singling out Israel. We got to cut off aid, and let me make a suggestion. We need to get out of the United Nations, exit the United Nations. It's an albatross around our neck, and it's sucking the life out of our neck. They hate, the world hates us. They want our money, but they want to They don't have any respect for us. Take the money.
You know, Scott, it's so hard for me to – it's so hard – by the way, because I agree with you on the United Nations statement, but it's so hard for me to agree with you because you in many ways are so disagreeable as far as you're all constantly singling out Jewish people as far as
– I see them be the power behind the throne.
Them,
and I know it's
them,
not politically
them.
Correct,
Jewish
but
people
I'm,
are...
I'm honest about it. And if you don't believe me, if you don't believe me, you think I'm a nut job, sit
them,
down and read the protocol.
Them is such a wide-cutting term, Scott. I mean, Jewish people are all over the place in all kind of different economic strata, and they don't necessarily have anything to do with what the U.S. federal government is doing with your money.
That's why you're wrong.
You know who has to do with that? The people that are running the federal government, and most of them are white Christian males. Thank you for the call tonight, Scott. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. It's so difficult. His calls are some of the most difficult calls because on one hand he says things that I absolutely agree with. Ending foreign aid? Yeah, I'm all in favor of ending, you know, the U.S. government taking people's money by force and giving it to despots and dictators around the world,
right,
regardless of what country they're in. But he focuses on the one country, you know, that he thinks is most important.
And you know, I don't think that we should be giving money to Israel any more than we give money to any other country. I think that it's foolish and anti-American.
Well, I think if you want to give money to Israel or if you want to give money to South Korea's governments, because that's where that money goes.
That money does not go to the people. It goes to the governments.
If you decide you want to take your bank account and cut the government of South Korea a check, then you should be free to do that. Because some people have families and, you know, family members in other countries, and maybe they want to do that with their money. That's fine. Just don't force me to go about doing that kind of thing. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in helping the people, helping people, and giving money to governments doesn't really help people. So there's that.
And bigotry really doesn't help one's cause if you're trying to, you know, get anti-war protests out in the street, which I don't think's going to happen. I mean, I don't see any evidence of that. I think that I believe that the people that were voting were protesting for peace by and large have taken a nap. It's over now. They got a Democrat in charge. Gosh darn it, we've got peace.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. And as far as protests are concerned, as I think it was Alexander Haig said during the Reagan administration, let them protest all they want so long as they pay their taxes. So they don't care. Go ahead, spend $200 on a plane ticket to fly to Washington, D.C. Spend another $200 on a hotel room so you can stay the night there. And then go spend money and, you know, spend hundreds of dollars to go wave signs in D.C. and see if anything changes. You have a lot more success spending your money on a secessionist movement, in my opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program. We're here live taking your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. They include our Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see the ladies, dozens of them, who have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you hate making extra trips back out to the car just to bring in more grocery bags, you need to go and visit totasac.com. And order yourself a family pack of the Totasacs, TOTASAK.com. It is a wonderful little handle designed to help you simplify lots of carrying tasks. You can pick them up over at totasac.com or just be patient. We'll give you the chance to win a two-pack here in a little bit. Sometime before the end of the show tonight, we will give away a two-pack of the Totasac. Go to totasac.com. You can order these. They're made out of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and they can carry a whole lot of stuff all at once. It's great. Totasac.com. We continue here. You can bring up anything. Carl is on the line, listening to KTAE. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, hey. I just overheard the conversation with the last caller about the sending all the money to countries like Israel and et cetera. And I think that the concern should be right here locally in the United States with this Marxist regime. Regime that's taken over here. I think that people need to go to YouTube and view that Ron Blum, Mao Zedong video where he indicates that the current administration is totally against the free enterprise system and more or less falls in line with the philosophies of Mao Zedong. Now, he happens to be your current administration's marketing czar, I believe. And, of course, your Van Jones and your Anita Dunns and et cetera and et cetera. The people have got to understand that Marxist, communist, socialistic order has taken over this government. And
now, quick question for you, because I tend to generally agree with what you're saying, but it's just a question for clarification. Before 2008's election, would you have also categorized the U.S. federal government as communist?
I would say that that our government, due to the complacency of the citizenry, has been heading toward this since probably 1913.
Okay, that's a fair answer.
I have to agree. I kind of wonder, whether it was the Civil War when a president goes after states that just decide to secede from the Union. But I think 1913 is good enough year, the beginning of the IRS and the Federal Reserve.
That's correct. And most people now, if you were to ask them if the Federal Reserve was an entity devised by the government, they would tell you that it's a government organization. When in essence, the Federal Reserve is a private entity.
I'd call it quasi-private. I mean, the chairman is appointed by the president, and so
it wouldn't matter if it was fully federal.
It
still
really
the same
matter.
Scam.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Dino calling from Japan. Dino, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark. Good to talk with you.
Dino, what's on your mind?
I wanted to comment concerning the guy that spoke about the Israelis. It seems like he tried to lump all the Jews in one pot. There was a recent protest near Gaza where, and you can find this anywhere on the internet, Israelis, Arabs, Palestinians, and people from other countries were protesting against the blockade that the Israeli regime had against the Palestinians. Let me say that, our government, which I agree with the last caller, could be, semi-communist, semi-Marxist, semi-Nazi, is no different than the Zionist government that's running the Israeli government right now. And not all Jews, of course we know that's 100% if you would say all, but not all Jews are against, or should I say for, the Israeli regime or the American government. And it's proved itself out when you have these protests and you have peoples of all walks of life and from all around the world coming together to go against this tyranny and these tyrannical practices by America and the Israeli state. So that's all I wanted to say, and also I'm headed to New Hampshire.
Oh, awesome. When are you going to get here?
We're looking to move my family there before Obama leaves office. So
fantastic.
About 2 to 3 years.
Great. Where are y'all looking to move in New Hampshire? Anywhere in particular?
I like Keene.
Excellent. Thank you, Dino. Look forward to seeing you here when you finally make the trip. Of course, he's talking about the Free State Project, a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all making the move up here to New Hampshire from literally all around the world to come here and get active for freedom. So you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. As we continue with your phone calls, I believe Yeah is on the line, and hopefully I pronounced that correctly. Yeah in Charleston, listening to WNCFM.
How are you today?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was watching the conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura for a couple of weeks. And this week they had the thing about the Stonehenge that's in Georgia, the Georgia Stonehenge of America. And it's talking about the one world, one government, and put the population down to 500 million. What is your take on that? What do you think about that information that's being revealed?
You're talking about the Georgia Guidestones. We've had people call in and talk about them before. I think that there are definitely people in this world that desire power and control over others, and certainly there are statements from individuals who believe that the world would be best served with mass human extinction. So are there sickos out there? Yeah, absolutely. My question, I guess, to you would be, what do you want to do about it?
That's my question to you.
Well, my answer, of course, is if you believe in liberty, and not everybody that believes in conspiracy theories believes in liberty. Some of them just are conspiracy theorists. But if you believe that that in order to be free, you must allow others to be free, and if you believe that what freedom means is that you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else, then I would recommend you go to the Free State Project's website and learn more about a movement of liberty-loving people coming together in the same place to get active, to stand up against the depredations and the insanity of the state, to refuse to obey, to stop paying taxes, to go through political processes and get elected and do all kinds of different things, but to actually stand up and get active rather than just expect someone else to do it for them or to think that they can just vote for Republicans and Democrats and that things are going to significantly change. So my answer is always the Free State Project, honestly, because I haven't found a better one. There's nothing else out there that is as exciting to me and that holds the potential for actually achieving liberty in our lifetimes. And if there is, I still want to hear from it. I always ask for folks, hey, if there's something better than the Free State Project out there, please call in and let us know. Because most people are like you. They are completely in the dark. They know there's something wrong. Many folks have maybe even identified what the problem is. The problem is government. The problem is coercion. The problem is using force on our fellow man. So once they've identified the problem, they're still not really sure as to what the solution is. So I hope I've identified that for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Because the one thing that you're going to get from the conspiracy theory shows, well, I don't know, I haven't seen this Jesse Ventura show, but the one thing you're going to get from the conspiracy promoters out there is a feeling of hopelessness. That's what they promote. They promote defeatism and hopelessness because if you listen to everything that they're saying, well, they want to eliminate the world's population. They're spraying chemicals on you. They're going to blow things up and they're going to kill you. And you know, there's all kinds of the Bilderbergers they're meeting to plot and to take over the world and they're going to take more of your money. And it's just very, very sad, all of it. Maybe some of it's true. Some of it's not. Who knows? When it comes to conspiracy theory, usually there's some elements of truth mixed in with just pure fiction. But when you constantly are being fed these messages...
Right, the idea of competence of government is the part that I find most ludicrous to most conspiracy theories. I find it very difficult to imagine the government's going to be successful at most of these things. Because when the government tries, you know, spends an inordinate amount of money in order to do something, by and large, there's a failure involved.
Telling other people about the conspiracy theories isn't going to solve a problem. It's just going to scare them. So you have to have a real solution. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. We've only got a few moments remain. Actually, probably shouldn't give you that number because the phones are pretty loaded here. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And, hey, if you want to support the show, it's the beginning of the month. That means we could use your vote. Radio listeners, internet listeners alike, as long as you have access to the internet, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Only takes a moment. You only need your email address for verification purposes. Make sure you're not a robot. And it makes a difference for us because it helps push us up the top 10 charts. I checked today. We're at number one right now, but we need to solidify that lead. And so that means we need you to please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It would be much appreciated. That's vote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and first talk to Jonathan, listening in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Jonathan?
Well, I have a lot on my mind, but the worst thing that happened to me is that I was having anal and the guy did
not. Thanks for the call.
Well,
we really don't want to talk about very explicit sexual
prurient
behavior. Yeah, we can't really pander to that particular viewpoint. If you had wanted to talk about it in a more, I don't know, clinical manner, we probably would have let you talk about it. Let's continue and try Preston, listening in Georgia. Preston, you're on Free Talk Live.
I love anal.
Thank
you
for the call. Clearly, we've got some crankers here at the very end. Greg in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever had anal?
This is the same guy. It sounds the same.
Yeah, this is pretty talented here. Let's go to Bing in Kentucky. Bing, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. This isn't the same guy. I don't know. I was listening to the 31st.
By the way, no, I have never had anal. I just wanted to make that clear. All right, go ahead.
I was listening to the podcast from the 31st, and you guys were talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I had a New Year's resolution last year that I'm kind of still working on, but
okay.
I had the resolution to get out of debt. I found it pretty important, too. So
okay.
I've paid down about $1,000.
How much debt are we talking about here?
It's about $14,000 with like tuition and different kinds of credit cards, but paid about $7,000 worth of debt now. I've gotten rid of every single one of my credit cards and Almost done with my student loans.
Man, that is great. I think that so many people don't understand how disempowered they are in their lives and how much money they spend servicing debt that they have. Really, mostly just because they want something now and they're not willing to wait for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I don't have all the best things in life, and I don't spend a lot of money on wasteful things. But I think as far as freedom, I think money's pretty important in the whole idea of freedom, too, because if you don't have the money to spend or you're beaten down by debt, you can't really be a free person, I don't think.
Yep, and the secret to happiness is want what you got. So,
right, if you're in debt, you're owned by the creditors. Basically, right? I mean, they essentially have a claim on your future labor. And I absolutely agree that if there's something that you want, you need to have the patience that it takes to gather your finances together to the point where not only do you have enough to purchase what it is that you're looking for, whether it's a brand new flat screen television or a car or whatever it might be, but that you'll have a little more than that. My rule of thumb is I want to have at least five times the amount as what it is that I'm looking to purchase. That way I still have money left after I'm done making the purchase.
That's extremely smart, and I've come into this whole new way of thinking after starting on this, and I'm not so much worried about getting things as much as spending more time with my family and friends and just trying to better my life.
You know, I think America's moving this direction, and you just kind of beat them to it with last year's New Year's resolution, and I think you've got a real jump start on it, and I'm proud of you, man.
So you're saying that at a year ago today, essentially you had $14,000 in debt, and in 1 year's time you managed to pay down half of that?
Yep.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're definitely on track then, presuming, and you might even do a little better this year, but you're certainly on track to pay it all off by the end of this year, which I think is, and how old are you, if I might ask?
I'm actually just turned 25 this last year.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is great, because you've
got a big leg up on everyone else.
A lot of people are, you mentioned there's some tuition in there, a lot of people are in debt way, way late in their lives, and so if you can clear out your debt and be 26 years old, that's when you can start, socking money away and, really start preparing for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Pretty exciting. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bing. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. I guess I should have given the number out because pretty much all of our phone lines were taken up by that one guy. That's pretty dedicated. I have to say, it wasn't the best prank call, the anal guy, that is, but it was certainly one of the more dedicated ones. Like,
yeah,
you'd have to have three different phones.
Anybody doing three cranks in a row like that was interesting.
Most people don't have multiple phone lines with which they can perform something like that. So he would have had to, maybe he had a cell phone, his house phone, maybe one of his friends.
Maybe he had a fax line too, yes, that had a little, pick up the receiver and you could call on that. Very interesting.
Well, toll free 800-259-9231. I think we've actually tapped out the calls, Mark. So tell us about the Beating the Crowds T-shirt that you alluded to earlier tonight. We'd mentioned it on the show before when, I think it was after the Democratic convention or the Republican convention, one or the other. You don't have the story now? You don't have that?
I knew that I was going to get this kind of trouble, but at 9:50, I shut down my my account there as far as
lazy bum.
Well, we had all those calls. I wasn't intending to be lazy.
You have to be prepared, Mark. All right, so you don't even know what the story is?
Yeah, I can lay it on you. Basically, the Return to 68 organization. It's a protest organization that was protesting at the DNC. And I believe they were sort of protesting for the Democrats there, because it was they were referring to the 1968 Democratic Convention and all the good socialist crap that went on there. So, not a crowd that I really agree with, but they're protesting the T-shirts that the police union there in Denver had made for $10. Yeah, they were for $10. They were handing out these T-shirts to their union members and then selling them for $10. Actually, the $10 price was for other police officers from other places. And the caption says, "We get up early to beat the crowds."
Yeah, and
it's a guy with a club.
Yeah, you saw the
picture,
right?
Officer with a club.
But a big grin on his face, big ugly grin.
And you know, this, I find it just reprehensible. Admittedly, I don't agree with the socialist leanings of a lot of these protesters, but there are protesters from all over the political spectrum there, and there were all kinds of egregious assaults on these people.
These are mostly peaceful people, too.
And not to mention journalists from major news organizations had all kinds of trouble. And to me, this indicates the level of, the kind of police state that we're moving into here in the United States, where, and also I have a sort of another story. The Department of Defense has now in their training manuals, they're claiming that protesters are essentially low-level terrorists. And I can see where they're coming from. I can kind of get what they're claiming is that protesters are dissenters, and some protesters have certainly picked up bottles and rocks and things like that. But to label in the United States of America, where we have the freedom to peaceably assemble, protesters as low-level terrorists, these are these same people, the people that we pay their salaries. I find it very disturbing.
Let's go to your phone calls real quick here toward the very end of the show. Only time for a quick question. Anthony in Eureka, listening to KGOE, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony.
Happy holidays, friends in America.
Hey, Anthony, you're going to have to belt your question out real quick.
Since you talked about communism, please define that for me and let me stay on the line so we can interact.
Well, I wish we had time for that, Anthony. We're the very last 60 seconds of the show.
But communism is essentially everybody owns everything and everybody is the government.
From each according to his ability to each.
We don't have that. We have fascism.
It's both, actually.
I'd say it's something. Well, communism can't exist on planet Earth. So anybody who uses it is using it hyperbolically, usually to be in reference to sort of Soviet socialism.
No. Let's be precise, Greg.
I'll tell you what, Anthony. We can be very precise. I'm going to tell you what, Anthony. We can be very precise. Make a note to call that same phone number Monday night at 4 o'clock your time, and we can get into it for several minutes. We just don't have time for it right now. I thank you for the call. What we do have time to do, however, is give you a two-pack of the Totasack, TOTASAK.com. You can go order your own family pack, and you'll want to do that after you get the two-pack delivered because they are fantastic. Use them as gifts. Use them to bring back the groceries from the car in one trip, and an amazing little device, and they're yours right now if you caller number 4 at 603-435-1105. That's our contest line, 603-435-1105. Caller 4 getting a two-pack of the Totasack. Thanks for tuning into the show tonight. We will be back Monday night online in the meantime at our brand new website over at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.